Some students in the Lower Kuskokwim School District will be headed back to classrooms this week, with others to follow in the coming weeks. Superintendent Kimberly Hankins said the recommendations from the CDC, along with local health guidelines, allow younger students to return to classrooms with some precautions.
All of our elementary schools will be reopening, some as early as this week, and we expect students back in a hybrid model and or in a phased reentry, depending on site.
The CDC says that young children appear to be less susceptible to the COVID-19 virus. The hybrid model for education was used by the school district earlier in the pandemic. That's a system that limits class sizes with staggered school days or hours. Students and staff are also required to wear masks and keep their distance along with other precautions. Parents are also being asked to permit the district to test students for COVID. The district wants to regularly test both students and staff to detect and respond to any potential outbreaks. Hankins says testing is going to look different in each community depending on whether tests are available at local health clinics.
It'd be nice to partner with the local clinics if they have the capacity to assist, so we're exploring those options.
The district is also looking into training its staff to conduct COVID tests. It is moving ahead with some classroom instruction while it works through these issues. While the region's COVID case numbers have been going down, the district is still in the high-risk category. That would normally mean older students would have to study at home, but the district is also allowing two groups of students back to classrooms at this time: seniors to help them meet their graduation requirements and other students behind in their work. Hankins says the school board agreed with the plan.
It might be small groups of students who are really struggling with engagement. It might be, again, those seniors. It does not mean we're opening full-on 7-12, but we are excited to be getting those other groups back in the building.
LKSD is continuing to provide remote learning services for families who do not feel classrooms are safe yet. But surveys indicate that over 80% of the district's parents are comfortable with sending their students back to school. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.